Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to K-Rock. Just after 8, I'm Klein. That's Ali. You got Jake the Nerd back there. DJ Omar Khan, Postmaster Johnny, and Vanessa taking the calls at 800-520-1067. Lots to get into this hour on the show, including the first can of Jake Shack beans. Give that away. Get your 4th of July barbecues ready to go. And listen, we're not a political show, but when people endorse Jake Shack beans, you better believe we let you hear it, because this was invented by Jake, who lives in a shack and really only eats beans. Not a made-up thing. This is Jake, who works on our show. He's got a lot of things about him that make him strange and weird. He's like everybody's weird uncle, but you have a new celebrity endorser, Jake, and this is perhaps your biggest celebrity endorser yet. And I don't know if you've heard this. I don't even know if you've heard these, but these are all coming through on the goat line, so people are trying your beans and they're loving them.
Hey, guys. It's me, Whippy. No. You know, I like to dump a lot of things on my chest.
Okay.
But my favorite is Jake Shack beans.
I mean, that's a big star. Blippi, kids love Blippi.
Dude, that guy sells out arenas, doesn't he?
It's crazy. That's even a bigger endorsement than this one.
Hey, it's President Donald Trump, and I don't often endorse any random product other than shoes, my own cryptocurrency, board games, online colleges, and my own water. Remember Trump Ice? Anyways, I am fully endorsing Jake Shack beans.
Oh,
like me, they are either loved or hated and are covered in some weird orange film. Sure, I may not like bean people, but I do like Jake Shack beans.
Oh.
Also, good luck with your shish kebab on Friday night, Jake. I've been in a few of those. Always fun. Just watch out for those hidden cameras.
Jake, I don't like your product anymore. I was a fan of it until you got that endorsement.
Yeah, boycott Jake Shack beans.
Cancel Jake Shack beans. Cancel them. It's Green Day. It's Klein Alley Show. It's K-Rock. It's summer. You're welcome. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. We don't take a lot of time to pat ourselves on the back for anything we do around here, because really not much we do around here is pat-worthy. But I would like to just point out...
You get a pat?
No, we don't get a lot of pats around here. We get disciplined quite often, a lot of meetings with lawyers and PowerPoint presentations and all that crap. But just want to point out, we did post this, I think, on our socials late yesterday. I'm truly proud that we were a part of something that has made, you know, such an impact, at least on people's state of being. Yesterday in the news, a couple of really sad stories about street vendors literally holding up the trees as they were being pulled away by ICE agents.
And
these are the exact people that we've been trying to help now for the better part of the last week or so with the 10,000 tacos for LA, something that we started, you know, selfishly because we love tacos, but also selflessly because we decided that now's a good time to think about all of the people around us that we perhaps take for granted that are a part of the fabric culture of Los Angeles. And we were pretty outspoken about how we felt. And you guys stepped up and, you know, we'd like to feel that we, in some small way, helped 10,000 of you enjoy additional tacos, people tagging us in tons of pictures. And an article came out yesterday from LA Taco, and they basically said that, and they gave us credit, and thank you for doing that, because a lot of times people will not give us any credit. But
and we understand why.
I get it. Usually it's a wise move. But they did put out a they did put out an article that basically said 10,000 tacos has become a rallying cry for the city. And then they put some quotes in from our show, and it's a beautiful article, well-written article. It's much more about kind of the way that this has evolved now and how many people are being, unfortunately, you know, ripped away, hardworking immigrants, hardworking people that are in this country, even if it is illegally, but that are working hard and contributing to Los Angeles. And, you know, we don't get political on the show, but I'm proud that something we did on this show, even if it was kind of half stupid, turned out to be something that was at least received in the way we wanted it to be received.
Yeah, it says in the article, co-host Kevin Klein says, even if you're not hungry for a taco, get a taco. And it appears Klein and his co-host Ali Johnson are launching a very simple but powerful campaign to fight back, not with protests or policy, but with tacos.
Right.
It seems they believe we as Angelenos could collectively eat 10,000 tacos to support our community right now. And I'm like, bet.
And by the way, people still doing it. And they are still sending us pictures every day. And they're still eating tacos. And look, I know we're not going to solve any problems here, but at the very least, it's a different way to kind of cover the conversation, which has not been a fun one to have. And some of the stuff that we're seeing, you know, it's just on a human level, is difficult to watch.
And this, I mean, this is so beautifully put. I've probably gained 15 pounds in taco solidarity, and honestly, I don't care. Eat like LA depends on it, because maybe it does.
Yeah, so sometimes when we do dumb things on the show, every once in a while, the dumb things we do actually do serve a purpose, and not to S all over Ali getting free air for you know, people at Agora Hills.
Definitely not as important.
But this one, and still, you know, to this day, when I hear this thing that Omar put together, I get goosebumps, so I'll play it for you one more time, then we'll come right back and give you some Universal tickets. So we got those after this, but just take a listen, and thank you for everyone who participated in the 10,000 Tacos for LA. Let's go ahead and keep going. Let's go every week, 10,000 more tacos. Let's do it, LA.
The crowd used to be 10 deep, and now there's barely a line.
It's not a joke. They took all my employees.
They're afraid. Or people that had come, you know, to get a quick bite are not coming out because they're scared to be out.
ICE has started to abduct taqueros at taco trucks.
Business is so bad, he's parked his food truck for now and won't take it out.
This area is usually packed shoulder to shoulder, but in the days since ICE began its raids, business here has basically collapsed.
Collapse. 10,000 tacos for L.A.
So check out the article. Thank you, L.A. Taco. And of all of the quotes here, not the ones we made, but from the article, I will read you this because I think it's beautifully written, Ali. Eating tacos right now is an act of resistance. Mm-hmm. So enjoy your tacos.
And keep eating.
Keep eating. Quick break. Back with more show next, Kira.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Hey, Rock, Klein Alley Show. In just a moment, you'll be surprised, Alley, who is the newest breakout star from this show. It's no one who actually works here officially. It's
makes some, sense.
Stars.
Stars,
plural.
Excuse me. There are breakout stars from this show, and it has nothing to do with any of the people that are actually paid to work on the show. So place your bets. Someone is about to become an international sensation, and we'll find out who that is in a moment. Yesterday, I was telling you guys that I'm supposed to go to Mexico next week to celebrate our independence.
And, that's actually a great idea, Klein.
That's my way of stepping up. It's not enough to eat 10,000 tacos. And my wife picked this place, and I was looking over the menu because that's all I really care about is how's the food. And I get excited when I go to Mexico because I think, oh, great, I'm going to have a better version of the food I like here.
You know, yeah, like of course.
Tacos. And the place apparently is like a wellness something, wellness some crap. I don't know. Like
what it's called? Wellness some crap? But in Spanish?
Most of the words I actually thought were Spanish. And then she's like, no, those aren't Spanish. Those are health foods. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
So why would she pick this knowing that you would hate it?
Because it's for her, because it's her birthday, and she wanted to do like a reset sort of thing. And this is like.
This is what I was saying yesterday. Everyone wants their retreats now. No one's doing like, hey, let me.
Send her on her way, dude.
That's what I said.
What are you doing there?
I thought, Allie, I want a treat, and she wants a retreat. And it's very different because as I was looking over some of these menu items, because it says here, I'm scrolling, and it's a lot of crap. The amount of smoothie option, it's smoothies, and it's a lot of stuff with chia.
Smoothies are so expensive, too. At hotels and stuff.
But
$17 for a stupid smoothie.
Once I get through all of that, I finally find American breakfast. And I go, well, that's, you know what that means.
Nothing better than that. American breakfast.
Pile of bacon with
bacon,
a scoop
eggs,
of
and
butter.
Sausage.
And a flag.
But yeah. Not here. Not here, because their American breakfast here includes a mixed salad with choice of dressing.
For breakfast?
For breakfast. And the dressing, your choice is passion fruit dressing, sugar-free coconut.
Passion fruit. I love passion fruit.
Coconut dressing. Or the chef's recommendation, no dressing.
No way.
So I'm going, hold on. Have they never been to America?
If the chef's recommendation is no dressing, they shouldn't be a chef.
So I scroll down.
Is there chicken in the salad or any kind of meat?
No,
add $70 for chicken.
In fact, Omar, I found one thing, I think, on the lunch menu that I said this could be good because it was called, like, Tacos Our Way. The taco shells are made of cucumber skins. So, once again, I see the item. I go, oh, all right, fine. I found something. And then I go, cucumber skins.
That's the worst skin.
You can choose.
It really is, and it's the flimsiest. You can't even hold it. It's so slippery.
You can choose your filling to be either tofu.
Oh, nope, skip.
Avocados for an upcharge.
Oh, my God.
Rice noodles.
Oh.
And then you go down to desserts. And I go, all right, I guess I'll just eat dessert all week. And everything has got Bircher Muesli yogurt.
Oh, is it M-U-E-S-L-I?
Yes, what is that?
It's terrible.
What is it? I don't know what it is.
It's like a grain, and it's very,
is it sweet?
No, it's just raw and gives you sandpaper mouth.
Or
it's just terrible.
I could have.
It's like a picture of the worst cereal you've ever had, like grape nuts.
I could have the chocolate-less chocolate cake.
Okay.
Chocolate-less. They already ruined it before they even got to what it was. Like, who's going to call something a chocolate-less chocolate cake?
Is there any meat?
Not that I could find.
So it's vegan?
No, it's not vegan because it says here all dietary, blah, blah, blah.
Dude, you're going to lose like 6 pounds in 3 days.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
Oh, and you got to eat off the kids' menu, dude. They're not going to have any healthy crap for kids.
Yeah, they got to go to like chicken fingers and french fries.
Yeah, totally. And that sounds awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
Smaller portion of the Bircher Muesli.
No.
What?
No.
Bircher Muesli. Oh.
You can get eggs. Excuse me. Oh, man.
Eggless eggs?
You can get yolkless eggs. So egg whites. You can
get man.
Egg whites.
Egg whites are terrible.
I got to bring my own yolk.
You know what you got to bring your own of?
Jake
beans. Jake beans.
What
are you going to eat when you're eating muesli?
What if that's like the one thing that they actually... Jake, I feel like you should sell in the gift shop there because everyone's probably so starving. They're so ravenous.
Can I just have beans, please?
Yeah, I mean, look, the good news is, Allie, I can quench my thirst with unlimited cucumber water.
Oh, yeah. That's a crock, too. And it's like as soon as they infuse it with something, they're like, let's charge three times as much. Are you sure you're not reading like a special vegan menu? There's got to be another menu.
When I started reading this, I thought it was like the spa menu. Like you wrap yourself in seaweed and then you put jicama on your
eyes.
Yeah,
like those body wraps.
This is the food.
So
this is the food.
You did. What's even sadder is that your wife looked at this and said, this is for me.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to leave the resort or hotel or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to have to Postmates
else.
Or something.
Yeah.
I'm either going to be annoyed if they keep having pizza getting delivered.
Dude, I'm sure you drive like 15 minutes, you could probably get the best food.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not even. I bet you that.
You think the
bacon wrap hot dog guys do good business outside of the forum.
outside of a retreat.
Imagine how well they would do outside of
that. Please, give me a bacon wrapped hot dog.
10,000 bacon wrapped hot dogs.
And six egg yolks, please.
While you're eating, and you know, me, 4th of July is like one of my favorite eating days of the year. I mean, I put that right up there with like Thanksgiving. Certain days I look forward to.
Not even going to barbecue on 4th of July?
Sounds the whole thing is like...
I got to bring up this menu to Joey Chestnut and see what he thinks about it.
How many cucumber skin tacos can he eat in a minute?
Joey Chestnut's going to be on with us this morning. Of course, he is the original throat goat, Allie. He is the champion competitive eater and a good friend of the show. But, I mean, he would not even... He wouldn't even waste his time there.
No, but I do know when he's prepping for his competitions, he does eat pretty healthy leading up. But then he does, like, random carb load things to, like, stretch out his stomach. It's crazy. 831 said, so typically what's happening is that your wife is going on vacation and you're going to a torture camp.
Yeah, it's funny how she's looking at this like it's a good thing. And for me, it's like I feel like I'm being sent on one of those like intervention things.
Yeah, because this is a detox that you don't want
or need.
I don't
want a part of it.
Mm-mm.
She's all excited because there's like, you know, all this other active crap that I hate too. Like you
yoga,
know,
morningside yoga
like
or whatever.
Like a wake up early and go do some sort of a...
Up early, no.
But, all right, I know.
In general, no.
That's like the same, the chocolate-less chocolate cake.
I know. If you're going to retreat, let me sleep in, damn it.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's cool. You get to do like a wake up sun yoga.
Yeah, up with the sunrise.
Sun worship yoga.
Nope.
I'm like, how about, can we worship a hot dog or something else like at a different time of the day?
Is there going to be alcohol?
I don't think so.
What? You're going to be sober and eating cucumber tacos on 4th of July? How did you allow this to happen?
I said, look, it's your birthday. I'm tired of planning stuff. Figure out what you want to do. And she said, here's the place. And I didn't look at any of the details. I saw, all right, this is where it is. The pictures look nice. So every website's pictures look nice. And then I didn't even click on the menus until we're already committed. Now I go, all right, let me start thinking about what I'm going to have for dinner next week. And it's just...
Which is like an exciting process.
Not now.
Oh, dude. 626 said, all you do, Klein, is you go over to the resort next door, ask how much it is for a day pass.
That's...
go over there. Sometimes it's $40 for the day, and it's cheaper there.
I think the place next door has like water slides, so they definitely have like good like burgers by the pool.
Cool.
I'm gonna have to be one of those things like sneaking from like coming back, pretending
you're
that
just a hedge moving along.
just pretending like you know, I'm cleansing, and they don't realize I had 6 burgers at the pool next door earlier in the day. All right, we got to get to our biggest new stars on the show, and we'll do that right after this one that came out. Yesterday, we had Kevin Ryder in here sitting on the lie detector test. You can see some footage of that up on our socials at Klein Alley Show. And one of the questions we asked Kevin Ryder of Kevin and Bean is, did he have any jealousy towards some of the big stars that started on that show and then went on to, some would argue, bigger and better and definitely way more lucrative things like Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla, and the list goes on and on. And he said he was not jealous of them, and it turned out that he was telling the truth. He said he was happy for them, which I was shocked about.
I know, we're like, you're happy?
Meanwhile, on this show, apparently, we have our own stars that are waiting in the wings. And these are some guys that we met, I think, on the first time we took the show to Vegas. They instantly became diehard fans of the show, so much so that they felt the need to tattoo our show logo on their neck and on their pectoral muscle. Mm-hmm. And they are the Bud Light Bros. And
Beaver Klein Alley Show!
They didn't tell us they were doing this at all. Someone else tipped us off to this, but apparently they've been inspired by our YouTube show every day, that they've apparently now started their own YouTube show.
And yeah, Omar, move over Mr. Beast, move over, PewDiePie or whatever the hell, or that stupid PewDiePie. Ryan kid. The Bud Light Bros are here to take over, man.
Omar says this is so good that he's...
Well, you've seen it, and you were fascinated by it. Like I was. It's one of these things. It's like a train wreck.
You cannot look away.
Right.
I believe, Klein, you said it was tremendous.
It is tremendous.
I would agree. Ali, you haven't seen this?
No, I watched the first 5 minutes.
Oh my God, I don't know how you could stop.
This first episode they put up is about 30 minutes. I think this is the only episode they have.
And this is part one of a two-parter, right?
If I don't see how this cannot become massive. Like, in my world, and I know I like the Bud Light Bros and they're fans of the show, which helps, but regardless of that, if I was just a regular person scrolling and came across these guys...
Were they both shirtless or just one?
Yes, I think that both their shirts are off.
You kind of interpret it the way you want to, but I kind of interpret it that they're both naked inside their kitchen doing this.
I think they could be fully naked.
Yeah,
actually.
Just wearing their hats.
Oh, hold on. They're on the phone. Hold on. Before you play the clips, hold on one second. Hey, okay. Bud Light Bros. Chris, Billy. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up,
Klein? Listen, a couple things. First of all, great. Whatever you're doing on YouTube, it's fantastic. Why did you decide to start doing a YouTube show?
Well, it all started because Ali said we should quit our jobs and become influencers. So we said, if she believes in us.
Nice advice, Ali.
Did I say that?
Ali, you said Ali, you're the reason.
Oh, man.
You told them to do this?
Guys, you're welcome.
Okay. How much money have you made so far on this project?
A total of $0.
And all did right. you quit your jobs, really?
No.
Okay,
we're still working, but
smart.
Yeah, we only try to do one video a week because, working and then working on the videos and all that stuff, it takes time.
I don't want to, give you guys something to look forward to, but Ali, why don't you open up this package that we got delivered today? This is very exciting, and we're going to unveil this now for the first time for our YouTube audience that's watching live, but this just arrived in the mail. I think we got it yesterday afternoon. This is a from YouTube, and we present this to you, Bud Light Bros, but to all of the wonderful listeners and subscribers that helped us get over that 100K threshold. Never easy to get to your first 100K, and look at this thing. It's beautiful. Ali's holding up right there. That's an official YouTube plaque. Which means look at that. We are as basic as basic gets. Congratulations. Presented to K-Rock for passing the 100,000 subscribers, and that will be one of many plaques. Ali is super proud. Bud Light Bros have no plaques yet, but I bet you in less than a few months.
I think it took K-Rock maybe like 5-10 years to get that. I don't know. I predict that the Bud Light Bros will get it in under a year for sure.
I think for sure it'll be less than a year. So,
absolutely.
So we're going to listen to some of your show, but the inspiration for your show is what exactly, Bud Light Bros?
What's up? It's a variety of things. So our first video is a top 90s sitcom.
Yeah, we'll get to all that. Just one question for the Bud Light Bros. Before you started recording, how many beers deep were you in already?
Oh, honestly, for that video, we were running on no sleep, so probably like over 60.
What?
Wait, you had 60 beers between the two of you when you shot the video and no sleep?
Yeah, because we shot that Sunday morning.
Like around 7:30.
Yeah, and Saturday there was UFC, so we drank a ton Saturday.
and we really didn't sleep because we just kept drinking. And Sunday we just.
These guys are extremely lucid. If they're 60 deep, this is crazy. They seem fine.
But these are the types of guys that, and we've seen you guys when you finally, we saw one of you get carried out of the pool in Vegas.
We saw one of you throw up in the cabana
and get pulled out on a stretcher. It's very hard for you to get to that point. I mean, for you guys to throw up and get carried out on a stretcher, I mean, that's got to be 1,000 beers because 60 beers. Omar's going to play some of these. This clip, the Bud Light Bros have launched their own show on YouTube. They didn't ask us to promote it. We found it. We think it's great. Here, take a listen. Some of these clips. All right,
If you want to find them, if you want to look them up on YouTube, just search Los Bud Light Bros. And here's a little intro to their first segment.
Welcome to our first video ever on YouTube. We're gonna go ahead and this is non-scripted, non-rehearsed, and this is the first video, and it's gonna be top 90s sitcom episode. Top 90s. Sitcoms, our top 10 list.
There you go. They finally get there. And by the way, I want to mention that for the most part, I think these guys are just kind of bringing up all this information off the top of their heads. It's like they don't have any script, no nothing, no paperwork. They just have the top 10 list, what they're going to cover, and they go through the entire top 10. But I found at number 10 that this was very interesting. They think Sabrina the Teenage Witch was a good show.
This was a cool show because the cat provided all the comedic relief. Let's be honest. Melissa Joan Hart wasn't that funny, but it was a good show. And for the 90s, for 90s sitcoms, it was a pretty good show.
All the reviews go the same way. They kind of just say, okay, this is the show we like at coming in at whatever number, and they recite the cast and who played what, and then they say it was a pretty good show. But also at the beginning of this, they said there was going to be no bells and whistles, so they decided to do their own intro and themes. And at number 7, the Wayans brothers came in.
We're colored, we're happy, and we're singing, and we're colored. Give me a high five. Oh, man. So that show, that's a great show.
In depth.
Yeah. Here's at number 7, Home Improvement came in.
Oh,
and
great.
Here's a little bit where you can actually tell that they have been drinking just a bit.
It was three boys growing up. Doing a all, sorry, and the parents trying to
the game should be guess what sitcom they are describing, because
that'd be a fun game.
No idea if you played that description, that was Home Improvement right there.
I'm going to fast forward through the clips a little bit here. So they do all their own production with their mouths, and I want you to guess what came in at number 1, and they do the theme song with their mouths, I just want you guys to think.
Top 90s sitcom. They're saying 90s.
This is the best
sitcom
of the 90s.
I think maybe this one came in at number 2 for them. At number 2 for them, yep.
So this was part 1, though. Right.
I'll get to that. Yeah,
I think if they did it with their mouth, it's going to be here. We go. Want me to play it? Show. Yeah. It's here.
What do you think?
It could be Seinfeld. Could be Cosby.
Ding 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 ding. You are right. It is Seinfeld. And here's the review for Seinfeld.
Seinfeld is Seinfeld.
Spot on. Those guys nailed it.
I love
it. Right, for sure. And as an honorable mention, they did want to mention that Martin was a huge part of their lives and a huge thing, but I think they kind of failed to explain why it didn't make their top 10.
Martin! Damn, Gina! Man, Martin, another great sitcom of the 90s, but it's just one that didn't make our list. Just because they didn't make our list.
That's a good point. Bud Light Bros, I want to say I like how you explained your explanation. I think a lot of people would over-explain stuff, but not you guys. Just the right amount.
Yeah, we got right to the point, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it was 26 minutes long of a top 10 list, so I don't know if you super got to the point.
And it's right. And then it's also, as Omar will point, it's not a top 10 list because they do, you know, give a lot of other ones that were not on the list. So they do mention other shows as well.
Absolutely. At number one, guys, what do you think the Bud Light Bros claim to be the number one sitcom of the 90s?
Number one sitcom of the entire 90s?
Full House.
Yes.
No, that's Friends? Not 90s. They wouldn't say Friends. I couldn't imagine they would say that. This is Bud Light Bros, so it's got to be the drinking, I would imagine, it's a part of it.
Oh, you're going down the good route. There it is. Good job, Jake.
Jake, what'd you say?
Children.
Oh, married with children.
Love and marriage.
These guys.
So that was their number one. And they were going through the synopsis of the show and, letting us know who played who. And for some weird reason, it just cuts off. We're like, what? As a viewer, I was like left, I was on the edge of my seat trying to what these guys have to say. So they came back with the second video, and this is how they picked it up.
What is it? It's still going.
All right.
So, anyhow.
Technical difficulties.
So that's our list. Go ahead and.
You didn't even explain the show.
I don't even know if we're live.
Guys,
I love that at the beginning of this, they said we can only put up one video a week because it's a lot of production work involved in this.
Hey, Chris, Billy, by the way.
Awesome.
Billy, I think it's your birthday today. Is that right?
It was my birthday on Tuesday.
Oh, happy birthday, Billy, Bud Light Bro. Hey, guys, you're gonna be our Jimmy Kimmel. So
I love it.
Please, we can't wait for more things. When's the next episode going up?
Probably on Sunday. If it's anything like this, probably another top five to make it shorter, though.
Right, good
top
idea.
Top five what? Any ideas?
What's it going to be?
Probably like top five comedy movies of the early 2000s. Like the raunchy stuff.
Of the 32,000s?
This is going to be comedy movies
from
the future. I can't wait for that list. All right. Well, wonderful. We'll all tune in for that. We'll put up a link. Congratulations. Love to inspire some listeners. Back in a second, we get your news, and then we'll send you to Universal as we celebrate movies in the present time. That'll be coming up. Okay.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart. so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Apparently, Good Charlotte has new music, and they will be in the K-Rock studios later on this afternoon. I think 4 o'clock today they're going to be hanging out with the great Kevin Ryder. So, if you are craving some new Good Charlotte, want to see what those guys have been up to, the Maddens, well, then I hope you listen this afternoon to K-Rock and find out what happens. I guess yesterday Sublime was in here after we had left as well. Mm-hmm. So, it's once again, nice
we were
to
just
have
talking about Eric.
All this fresh blood coursing through the veins of K-Rock yet again. And we'll get your news now that we give you your tickets to Universal, and then a brand new hour of the show can officially begin. So here we go.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
This will cover this week in crime in Los Angeles. Yes, there is a lot, including a man on probation who was just found with hundreds of pounds of illegal fireworks at a business complex in Upland earlier this week.
Of all the crimes, that seems like something we shouldn't really care about anymore. I mean, illegal firework thing is so low on our, should be so low on our list of priorities.
It's just interesting to me that he's on probation and he's like, I gotta live an upstanding life. I gotta not get back into prison again, right? But it is 4th of July, and I do need to have a bomb-ass firework display.
Yeah,
otherwise, I'm a loser.
Or he's got to make some money, side hustling.
Yeah.
Most people I know that have a lot of illegal fireworks, they're not for using. You don't get high on your own supply. Those are for distributing and selling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, maybe he was doing that. So then, but the real crime I wanted to talk about is something that we mentioned way earlier, and that is this guy in Yucaipa, well, it's two men, who kidnapped 85 koi fish from a restaurant pond. This was at Oak House Restaurant in Yucaipa, and they were able to steal 85 different koi fish from a pond, and they released before and after photos. And this is one of those koi ponds where it is just crawling. Like sometimes you see a koi fish pond and there's like six of them floating around in there, and then sometimes you see like a zillion of them in there, and you're like, oh my God, how did they... Did they all breed and it just ended up being thousands of these koi fish in one pond? So they scooped them up. They eventually, through security footage, traced them back to their house and found five of the koi in their house. But the other 80 are
missing.
And I'm like, what are they going to do with the koi fish? Are they trying to just resell them to other people?
What's it, Jake? I feel like this is something you would know.
What is the value of having a koi fish?
What's the price of a koi? One koi.
Oh, they range dramatically, but I can look at what the big ones go for. They go for a lot. I know that.
The fact that your answer is anything other than I have no idea is already a problem. The answer...
You got all excited.
No way he knows something about this.
Oh, thank God you're asking me this. They range from the minnows all the way up to the big kois, king kois. I mean, I just wasn't sure. Like, I think koi fish are expensive fish. They're definitely more than those goldfish you win at.
I'm hearing $10 to $20,000.
That's a huge range.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Well, because I guess the fully grown ones, that's where, because some of those koi get massive in size.
Yeah, but you know what? Some of them are actually goldfish, I think, because my friend growing up had a couple of goldfish, and she just put these tiny goldfish in a giant tank, and they got massive, like koi fish level gigantic.
Yeah, but they're different. I mean, there's a difference to them.
Goldfish are not koi fish. They're not the same.
I know they're not koi fish.
That's what you said.
But no, I said some of them, I think, sometimes are actually goldfish and not koi fish.
That's
I think that's what you said. I'm not saying they are koi fish, you dumbass.
Sounds like
I'm not saying they're the same thing. I'm saying some people do, I think, an El Cheapo hack, and they just throw a couple of regular goldfish in there, and they're like, hey, it's koi.
The restaurant, people think, oh, it's supposed to be a nice restaurant. They got all that koi money.
Yes, but I think if you grow them in like a giant tank.
They never stop growing.
They never stop growing because these goldfish were the biggest things I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, dude, I could have been fooled if thinking they were a koi fish.
This guy's able to sell these things. Let's just go ahead and put it somewhere in the middle at around $10,000 per fish. I mean, that's a nice take right there. Easy, probably low target. Easy target.
Yeah, but that's so tough to hide. You know, like if you just steal jewelry, you could just put them in a drawer. Taking care of koi fish and keeping them alive and then putting them all up for sale, I mean, that is a process.
So they only got five
kidnapping
back.
Them alone is hard.
Right, five of the 85 that were stolen.
Oh, they're like, let's keep five just for the house.
Yeah, what the hell?
Okay, so we talked earlier about eating 10,000 tacos for L.A. You really stepped it up, fed your faces for a good cause. And as the guys at L.A. Taco said, eating tacos right now is an act of resistance. And some are saying, what else can we do? Because there are a lot of different businesses that are suffering, street vendors, etc., because of the ICE raids. And on Kimmel, they pointed out another place that we need to start spending money. This was when guest host Diego Luna pointed out another business, the Flower District.
With all of these ICE raids and the National Guard roaming the streets of LA, it's been tough on the local economy. One place that has been hit really hard is the Flower District in downtown LA. It's terrible. And I wanted to do something about it to help. And since Jimmy left his wallet on his desk, yeah, I asked Guillermo to go down to the LA Flower Market with all of Jimmy's credit cards.
So they have Guillermo with just an S-ton of flowers all behind him. And they're like, and then Guillermo's like, whatever, he's rich. And he's like, yeah, he was rich.
Yeah.
So I guess Jimmy Kimmel's doing his part by buying all of the flowers in the flowers.
Today we officially announced 10,000 flowers for LA. It's not as delicious as the taco thing we did, but let's stand behind the flower people as well.
Your house will be great and your allergies will be terrible. And then, of course, around 4th of July, they always love to talk about animals and how they might have heightened anxiety during times like this because you've got all these firecrackers going off, firework displays, and they're going to freak out. This is also a very high rate of dogs running away at times like this. But there's an interesting article here about how you yourself might be causing your dog anxiety because, yeah, the fireworks... What are you doing over there?
I was supposed to play this.
You played the Bojangles one instead.
Let's hear Bojangles.
Let me hear Bojangles.
You gotta get Bojangles.
Yes, that'll make the dogs run away, for sure.
No, there's an interesting article about how people have these emotional support animals, right? And if they have anxiety, they're using these dogs as emotional support. But according to this new study, you transfer your own stress and anxiety onto your dog. So if you're stressed about something, whether it's your own life or the fireworks or whatever it is, you are literally transferring that onto your pet and making them anxious. Yeah. And then they can loop it on back to you, and it's just an endless loop of anxiety that you're putting on each other.
So maybe instead of putting one of those like thunder coats on your dog, you should wear it yourself. You know that like weird thing they sell that's supposed to keep the dogs calm.
I mean, that's
calm.
Pretty much weighted blankets, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like a weighted blanket sort of. Yeah, Omar got one of those for his dog. It still crapped all over the place. Omar. Omar put it on. They think it immediately squeezed a turd out of his dog.
Why are we shocked that a thing called Thunder Vest is BS?
Well, because they're not saying it right. It's Thunderbolts. The idea was the vest was supposed to. They sold a lot of product. I think they were on Shark Tank, I want to say.
Well, the idea behind it is like if you're if in autistic people, if you squeeze, if they're squeezed in a certain way, it can soothe their bodies, calm their bodies down, and
true,
then calm
Jake?
Themselves down.
You mean like a hug?
Yeah, we don't know about that. We don't get a lot of love.
I don't
love.
Know. Yeah, I don't know about you and hugs, but that's the general idea of like the studies that they've done. So they think that that helps with animals, too.
Yeah, that's why they saw these thunder vests. Well, anyway.
Thunderbolt and Lily, very, very frightened me.
It is frightening. Yeah,
it is frightening. Good point, Vanessa. Thank you. We get into a brand new hour of the show right now. The very first thing we do is give you tickets. Here we go.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.